is Alex Elbrum.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Cambridge Open Studios is back and started last weekend. It runs every weekend in July, and I'm pleased to say that sculptor Mel Fraser is taking part and joins me today. Hello, Mel.
Good morning. Hi, thanks for having me on.
So how did you get into sculpture?
Oh, it's a long journey. I always playing with clay as a child, and I had a passion for carving stone. I knew I wanted to work with stone, and the opportunity arose about 25 years ago to have a studio. Some friends helped me out with some tools. I went to the local stone yard, was allowed to scavenge a piece of stone from the skip, and sort of that's the history. And I followed on from there, carved my first piece from the piece from the skip, and did my first open studios, I think, in 1998 or something like that. Okay. Quite a while ago.
And did you have an artist background then before you started with sculpture? You must have had some sort of idea of what you were doing.
Yeah, I mean, I worked, I set up my own studio when I was 19. I left education after A-levels and set up my own studio, and I was doing graphics and then went into doing 3D computer animation and design for a while. But yeah, the drawer of the stone just pulled me back in and I had to do it. So, you know, there was a now or never moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, as I say, the rest is history.
That's brilliant. So that's not the completely sort of conventional route of an artist, is it? Which is great that you obviously had that passion from such a strong young age that you didn't need to do it. You want to explore yourself without having to be told what to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think in some ways I probably felt that, you know, maybe going to university might have helped. But after a while, doing my own work and, you know, friends and meeting people, that I realised that perhaps, you know, my route for myself personally was probably perfectly, you know, it was ideal.
Yeah.
So, you know, I formulated, I have my own sort of language, I have my own signature to my work. It's people now seem to be able to recognise or say, oh yeah, no, I think that might be Mel's work. So yeah, I mean, it's been a long journey. And it is what I do.
That's fantastic. Now, I've been looking at some of your stuff online and it seems very organic and very tactile. Where do you get your inspirations from?
My inspiration comes from anywhere. I think most artists are like conduits. They, you know, allow themselves to be open to whatever forces come their way. So, you know, it can be a conversation or it can be just a light falling onto, you know, a leaf or wherever, you know, in natural surroundings, or, you know, dare I say, politics, you know, when things you feel passionate about and there is something to say. I feel duty bound to explore that myself personally as well, that, you know, because I can express something in a three-dimensional form, I feel I have a duty also to say what I really truly feel about perhaps what's going on in the world.
That's really interesting. Now, when are you open for the open studios?
Right, well, I have just done my first weekend and I'm open for the next three. Because it's my working studio, everything's been set up. I have about a quarter of an acre of land to play with from the owners. I have a fantastic studio space that's all been set up. I've created a new experience this year, and to give people an opportunity to discuss, I've put in all of my maquettes, well, a selection of maquettes, models that I make for ideas for larger pieces. So it's like almost past, present and future. The works, some have already been completed into either public commission or private commission, and others may be pending. So, or maybe someone might see something and say, I really like that. You know, how would you go about doing that in a stone? And what size or scale? And, you know, so I want people to engage. I'm there to be talked to, ask questions. I hope I will be able to answer as many questions as I possibly can, and just actually have a conversation, get people to feel comfortable with sculpture rather than seeing it as an abstract entity that has to have this revered space. It is really important for me for people to feel connected. So all the works outside, I always encourage people to touch the sculpture, because we're all so prohibited in a gallery setting or in a museum for obvious reasons. But the delight in people when they engage physically, the sense of touch is so important. And, the delight, as I say, people have in making that connection and feeling the surface is really important.
That sounds really lovely. And certainly, I know when I see sculpture, I do love sculpture, that I always am always drawn to want to touch it and feel it and feel the texture, feel the warmth or whatever of it. Now, do you have a range of sizes of sculpture, or do you generally do a certain size?
Well, I do work from a piece that can be held in your hand to monumental. So the largest piece so far, it was a piece for the GMB Union, the headquarters in London, a figurative work and called Unity. And it was carved from a 10-ton block of Kilkenny limestone. So, and the figures are larger than life. So, yeah, I have a very broad spectrum on scale and diversity of subject matter as well. I work both figurative pieces and abstract too.
Well, there's lots for people to see. So you're open all the four weekends, and that's from 11 till 6 every Saturday and Sunday, isn't it? Now, whereabouts are you?
Well, I'm based between Forbourne and Wilbraham on the Wilbraham Road, and my studio is the Gatehouse at Herring's House. And you can also find me on my website, so it's just melfraser.com. Mm-hmm. And also I'm on Instagram, melfraser.sculpture. And also you can find me through the Cambridge Open Studios link, so it's camopenstudios.co.uk. So they also have a link to my studio and directions. As I say, there's plenty of space. It's COVID secure in a sense. A lot of work outside, the sort of gallery atmosphere inside. You know, there's lots of space, big double doors, etc. So, you know, it's very comfortable. We, you know, obviously monitor and make sure that people are comfortable, perhaps within their own bubble or household. There's plenty to see, plenty to engage with. And hopefully people have a really interesting experience. I've made it really quite dramatic for the gallery space this year and wanted a bit of drama. So I'm just going to let that be a little tease.
Lovely. That sounds brilliant. That sounds really interesting. And like you say, a real dramatic experience. So thank you very much, Mel, and wish you all the best for the next few weeks and obviously going forward too.
Thank you so much, Alex, for allowing me to come onto the radio. Thank you. Cambridge 105 Radio.